This is Dolphins Rewind on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2. Driven by Ed Morse.
The official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.
Hello and welcome into our Week 3 edition of Dolphins Rewind. It's driven by Ed Morse, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com. I'm Alex Dono here in our WQAM studios. Miami Dolphins off to a 2-0 start. They'll return home tomorrow to Hard Rock Stadium to face John Gruden's Oakland Raiders, looking for 3-0 here on this young 2018 campaign. Not bad for a team rated 32 out of 32 by ESPN's preseason power rankings. I bring that up every chance I get, a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. And last Sunday, it was a successful MetLife takeover. Dolphins went up to the Meadowlands to face division rivals, the New York Jets, and came away with a 20-12 victory.
Dolphins take a final knee. The coaches come across to shake hands at midfield, and the Miami Dolphins will go to 2-0 on the season with a 20-12 win over the New York Jets here in the Meadowlands.
You heard Jimmy Cephalo there on the call, so the Dolphins off to a 2-0 start means that Ryan Tannehill is now 2-0 since returning from his left knee injuries that kept him out all of last year. Tannehill, by the way, I like this stat. He's 9-1 over his past 10 starts. That dates back to 2016. So that 9-1 mark actually gives Ryan Tannehill the best record of any current NFL starting quarterback over their past 10 games. He's in a three-way tie with Carson Wentz and Case Keenum. Tom Brady, in case you were wondering, is 8-2 over his past 10. Make no mistake, though, Tannehill is getting plenty of help from his supporting cast so far. Albert Wilson, for example, what a story he's been so far this year. Mr. Everything, Mr. Swiss Army Knife on that offense. Wilson made a tremendous run after the catch to give the Dolphins a 14-0 lead this past Sunday.
Drake, the running back, few receivers flanked to the right. Back to throw. Tannehill, slant pattern. It's caught. Down the far sideline, touchdown, Grant! Jakeem Grant with exceptional speed.
Albert Wilson,
29 yards. Albert Wilson, excuse me.
Albert Wilson put a little stutter and go after the catch. Kept his balance, went down the sideline into the end zone. Dolphins got a two-score lead here.
Just a ridiculous move on the sideline made by the former Kansas City Chief Wilson en route to that touchdown. I can remember not too long ago during training camp, we were wondering how exactly will Albert Wilson even fit into this offense. You know, at the time, we didn't know that Devontae Parker would start the season injured. Is Wilson going to start? Is Wilson going to play in the slot? Well, he's been a starter so far. He's lined up pretty much everywhere, and he's been making plays all season long. So in that win over the Jets, Wilson hauled in three receptions for 37 yards, including that touchdown you heard. Danny Amendola, meanwhile, caught four balls for 32. And tight end A.J. Derby caught his third career touchdown in the game, his first as a Miami Dolphin.
Tannehill out of the shotgun, three receivers to his right, Drake the running back, second and one, back to throw, looking left, plenty of time this time, fires, end zone, touchdown Miami!
Looks like A.J. Derby.
Derby goes down to the turf and gets the football cradled, and Miami takes a three-touchdown lead.
Not bad at all there from Derby, the former Denver Bronco. You know, A.J. Derby was thrust into a bigger role this season. Right before the season started, Miami lost their projected starting tight end, Marquise Gray, to a season-ending injury. And Derby so far has been the starter, and he has been as advertised so far. Dolphins rushed for 135 yards against the Jets defense last week, with Kenyon Drake leading the way with 11 carries for 53 yards, including this six-yard touchdown.
Kenyon Drake, the lone running back. Tannehill under center. Gives the ball to Drake. Drake up the middle. Touchdown, Miami.
Oh, Jimmy, it opened up. Wow. Well, that's the way you finish a drive right there.
That was the opening touchdown for the Dolphins against the New York Jets. So while Kenyon Drake was Miami's leading rusher, Frank Gore was the headline maker. It was a milestone day for the veteran future Hall of Famer. Frank Gore improved his standing in the history books this past Sunday. Entered the game needing just 15 yards to pass Curtis Martin for fourth on the NFL's all-time rushing list. He got a hard-fought 25 yards in the game. Here was the carry that put Frank Gore all by himself in fourth on the all-time list.
Take it to the right. Keeps his feet moving. Oh. He may have it, Joe.
Jimmy, that might do it right
He's
there.
He's got it. He just passed Curtis Martin to become the fourth all-time leading rusher in National Football League history.
Yeah, man, get that football right there. Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders. You got another new friend in there. Frank Gore, number four all-time. Wow.
And you got to appreciate the irony there, right? He's in the New York Jets home stadium, and he passes a longtime former New York Jet to claim his spot in sole possession of fourth on the all-time rushing list. That was the exact place for Frank Gore to do it, and he got it done this past Sunday. But for what Gore did on the ground, I talked about the hard-fought 25 yards. Biggest play that Frank Gore made in that game was a 20-yard catch on 3rd and 19 to extend a Miami Dolphins late fourth quarter drive to kill off the clock and take away any chance the New York Jets had to win that football game.
Nagasecki comes in, plays the wing on the left side. 5 seconds on the play clock. Back to throw, blitz coming, steps away from it, got to get rid of it, throws to Gore. Gore, wide open, 35-30. He splits, he fell down.
I think he's got it, Jimmy, he did.
Right at the marker, Joe. He slipped trying
Holy
to make another
smokes.
Cut.
He got the first on that.
Holy smokes, indeed. One of the most important plays of that game for the Miami Dolphins was a catch by Frank Gore. But to the rushing stat, Frank Gore now has 14,112 yards in his career on the ground. As Joe Rose alluded to, he sits behind Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, and Barry Sanders on that all-time list. Gore will need, and listen, the way he's playing at 35, maybe he'll get there, but he needs 1,158 more yards to pass Barry Sanders for third place all time. So from the Dolphins offense, we'll switch over to the defense. The Dolphins D played a huge part in that victory. Miami's defense forced 9 tackles for a loss, sacked Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, the rookie, 3 times. Cameron Wake, Robert Quinn, and Jordan Phillips came away with those sacks. Well, T.J. McDonald and Xavier Howard both grabbed interceptions in the victory.
Second down and 6. Again, Powell, the running back. Darnold back to throw, looking for a slant. It's intercepted by T.J. McDonald. Spins at the 40, the 35, the 25. Cuts across the field. He's angling for the end zone, but he'll be caught at the 15-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Back to throw, looking to his left, pulls back, pulls the trigger, and it's picked off. Did he get his feet down? Yes!
What a play by Xavier Howard.
Yeah, that Xavier Howard INT, one of the prettier that you've seen so far this season. So 20-12 was the final score. Miami Dolphins defeated the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium last week. So now at 2-0 on the year, we move to week 3. Miami will host John Gruden's 0-2 Oakland Raiders. You always get the feeling that 0-2 teams, especially a talented offense like Oakland, can be dangerous coming in here so desperate for a win. They did open up the season, with a 33-13 home loss to the Rams, a very good team there in week 1, and then a 20-19 road defeat at the hands of the Denver Broncos. Raiders starting quarterback Derek Carr absolutely roasted the Dolphins defense last season for 300 passing yards when these teams met last November. And that included tight end Jared Cook hauling in 129 yards of those thrown by Derek Carr. He had a fantastic game. And the Dolphins defense coming off that 3-sack performance, sacks will be harder to come by, at least on paper, against the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders sit second in the NFL in fewest sacks allowed so far this year. Miami Dolphins head coach Adam Gase offered his diagnosis on how the Raiders have managed to protect Derek Carr so well.
Derek's done a great job as far as getting the ball out extremely quick. Those guys have done a good job of getting open really quick. And then you throw that line in front of them. I mean, that's a large group of guys that have done a great job in previous years. I mean, they've never been an easy group to go against. You know, they're hard to get around. I mean, it's a big... Big guys that when you attack up the middle, they're not going very far, and you go on the edge. I mean, usually by the time you get there, the ball's out. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of the wideouts, tight ends, and, you know, quarterback getting the ball out, and then you throw in their running game. That's why when they go play action, you see guys running free because the secondary, they're on their own.
And, of course, another effect that surely helps the passing game, and it's also, I think, a sign of how good that offensive line can play, with another challenge that will come at the Dolphins' defense will come in the form of the Raiders' ground attack with veteran Marshawn Lynch leading the charge. Lynch has already scored two rushing touchdowns so far this year in two games. Miami's Frank Gore is very well acquainted with Lynch over the years. He offered his analysis on Marshawn Lynch's running style.
You know, Marshawn is Marshawn. I respect the way he played the game, though. You know, he played the game the right way. And we both do. So I'm proud of what he's doing. And I know he's probably proud of saying the same.
You know, I'd mentioned the career numbers for Frank Gore, who has got now over 14,000 rushing yards, fourth place on the all-time list. Marshawn Lynch has been in the league since 2007. Keep in mind, he didn't play in 2016, had a short-lived retirement, but Lynch has a very respectable career number, 10,109 career rushing yards for Marshawn Lynch, one of the better guys to ever play that position in the National Football League. And meanwhile, a certain Miami Dolphins linebacker is actually chomping at the bit to face Lynch. Here's second-year man Raekwon McMillan on the opportunity ahead.
It's a great opportunity to play against a great back like this. You know, everybody talks about beast mode, and hopefully we can stop him and keep this good run defense going.
Raekwon McMillan so far has 9 total tackles in these first two games. I'd mention he's a second-year guy, but he's essentially a rookie. 2017 missed the entire year with a knee injury he suffered in his very first preseason game. So it's been primarily on-the-job training for him so far. And through the air for the Raiders, Jared Cook and Amari Cooper, that tight end wide receiver combination, will offer a serious challenge to Miami's defensive secondary. The Raiders are 9th in the NFL so far in passing offense. And here is Miami Dolphins cornerback Bobby McCain, who we will hear from again later on in the show. But here he is discussing the talent that his team is about to face.
They got some ball players over there, man. They're a good team. And then they don't let their record doesn't dictate who they are. You know, they're 0-2, but they're still a good football team. And we're going to go and prepare like we do each and every week. So, you know, they got some good skill guys. They got a really good up front O-line. You know, their defense is good. But the special teams, they play good football. So we got to come in, prepare, and have a good week of practice and go put full force on Sunday.
Now let's flip to the Raiders' defense. They're 20th in the NFL in total D, while the Miami Dolphins sit at 16th overall. This could be an opportunity for the Dolphins to really emphasize their rushing attack to get Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake going. Oakland sits near the very bottom. They're 30th in the NFL at stopping the run. It's all going to go down, folks, at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at Hard Rock Stadium. 2-0 Miami Dolphins against the 0-2 Oakland Raiders. And always something you watch out for in a game like this. Yeah, on the one hand, Oakland is probably the more desperate team at this point, even though I think the cliche that Adam Gase throws out there is true, that you treat every week like a one-game season. So you hope the Dolphins aren't complacent, especially since you traveled to New England in week 4. So you'd love to have a 3-0 record in your back pocket before you get to that a week from Sunday. But, you know, something on the negative side to watch out for in Oakland are teams from the West Coast tend to struggle a little bit more when you take on an East Coast team for a 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff time. For the Raiders' bodies, it is going to feel like it's 10 a.m. They defeated the Dolphins in a great offensive performance last year, but that was a Sunday night game. So you got to hope that the heat, the humidity, and the time difference will play as much in Miami's favor as possible when they host the Raiders on Sunday. And, well, 1 o'clock kickoff time tomorrow. Our pregame coverage will start right here at 9 a.m. We have the game for you on QAM. And there's plenty still to come this hour on Dolphins Rewind. When we come back, we'll hear from Dolphins defensive tackle Davin Godshaw, who joined Joe Rose on Friday. And later on, we'll hear from Xavien Howard on the Big O Show, and we'll hear from Bobby McCain with Hockman and Crowder. You're listening to Dolphins Rewind on 560 WQAM. It's driven by Ed Morse, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com. This is Dolphins Rewind on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2. Driven by Ed Morse,
the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.
Welcome back to this week 3 edition of Dolphins Rewind here on WQAM. It's driven by Ed Morse, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com. I'm Alex Dono here at our WQAM studios as we get you set for a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Back home at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Dolphins taking on John Gruden's Oakland Raiders. What an opportunity for the Miami Dolphins to get off to their first 3-0 start since 2013. Of course, you hope that the season would end better than that one did at 8-8, just shy of the playoffs. But a great chance for the Dolphins to take care of their own business once again this week before heading into New England in week 4. And we'll talk to a guy who's going to have a very important job this coming Sunday. When you think about trying to pressure Derek Carr, when you think about trying to slow down Marshawn Lynch in that rushing attack, the defensive line is going to have a big spotlight on them this weekend, this Sunday. And Devon Godshaw, or is it Godshaw? They discussed that, actually. Joe Rose gets into it. Joe Rose and Devon get into the proper pronunciation of his name. But regardless, this is a second-year defensive tackle for Miami. He's got 9 tackles so far this season. He'll try to plug up some of those running lanes this weekend. He joined the Joe Rose Show earlier this week to talk about the matchup with the Oakland Raiders and so much more.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Big game this weekend. Oakland comes up town to face your Miami Dolphins. And right now on the line, defensive tackle Devon Godshaw is going to join us for a couple minutes. Devon, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Buck. How you doing?
We're doing great. And spend a little time with Devon, who's a big high school guy, by the way. Big on the high school football.
I like that. Yeah.
And by the way, might have been doing a little LSU recruiting. So I got to keep an eye on him out there. But it was good. Hey, Devon, let's talk about your game last week. One of the best games I've seen a tackle have in a long time. You and all your buddies really played well to stop the run. And we were during it, went too many weeks ago in the preseason going, oh, my gosh, what's this going to look like? And Ndamukong Suh's not here. Man, you guys are really getting after it. What has changed so much, Devon?
Just having faith in yourself, you know, because Chris allows us to go out there and play free. And he has faith in us. And so, you know, we got to have faith in ourselves, too, and just going out there and win our one-on-ones and just playing free and not thinking.
No longer the young guys. You guys are the vets now on the team. You got a little bit of...
I would say that. I was still a young guy, Joe. I'm only in my second year.
No, it doesn't. Listen, once you get to that second year, you're no longer... You might be the young guy, but the rotation's there. There's no looking up to that. There are a couple vets now in that rotation, but you and Jordan and Taylor and Spence, you guys are that rotation now. How does that rotation look in your eyes right now as you guys are playing?
Great group of four guys, man. You know, no one is selfish. You know, everybody, you know, compete against each other, and everybody picks each other up. You know, once make a play, we all make a play, you know. So that's the thing I love about our four D tackles we have right now. You know, no one is selfish.
Devon, the number of all these great numbers that this team has, that reason that you're 2-0, the Fins defense has given up just 2 touchdowns in a game, as you know, that all the rules are set up for the offense to score. You guys are sitting here giving up just 1 touchdown in each of these games. What have you seen? And the 6 takeaways, of course, been a big part of it too. But what are you seeing from the whole group right now?
I think we've just been stingy. You know, I think as a defense, you know, Coach Burt, you know, we work on drills like this every day with Coach Burt, Coach Chris, linebackers coaches, DB coaches. I think we've just been stingy, man. We do those drills in practice. And I believe, you know, once you practice something, it comes true in the game, you know, because you don't practice it for nothing, you know. So you emphasize that in practice, what's happening in the games, you know. Just being stingy, man. This group have a great group of leaders, and guys just being stingy and playing great defense.
And speaking of leaders, you do have, like you said, a bunch of young guys on that defense. You got 2 young linebackers, a young safety/defensive back. So is that the infusion, this young guy infusion, this defense that might be giving you guys this extra kick?
I just feel like once you're on the field, you know, there's no more young guy. You know, it's time to play. You know, we can't live for tomorrow. It's live for today, saying that you're a young guy. You need to be on the field and you have to play, you know, because obviously the coaches have trust to put you on the field. So it can't be no more young guy. You know, everybody has to step up and do their task.
Devon, I got to ask you off the field, a nice article about you as a cook making gumbo. Didn't know that.
I never personally made gumbo, but, you know, my grandma, my mom, you know, all of them, they know how to make gumbo. I think this off season, whenever time I have time to get back, maybe by a week, go there and, you know, steal the recipe so I can cook it down here for Christmas.
Yeah, like, but the alligator and raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
I
legit?
Ate that. Yeah, I ate all that. Yeah, my people, we ate all that. Skin the coon. It tastes just like barbecue chicken once you put it on the grill, barbecue it.
Wait a second.
You know, I'm freaking scared of raccoons. Like, I can see a raccoon right now, and I probably would have a heart attack. I'm that scared of raccoons.
Oh,
but just having the people to cook it, clean it, man, it's amazing.
So you're talking about the same raccoons that take a dump in my pool almost every night when I go out there to get in. I see. We're talking about same raccoons around my house and my garbage can when I get up in the morning. Those same ones.
We try not to get the garbage raccoons because that's the ones that do all the garbage eating. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, I was growing up. I was like 10 years old and I had a guy across the street from me. He was skinning some raccoons and he was cooking them. And I accidentally tried a piece of it. And, man, it tastes great, man. It tastes great.
Wow. How about the alligator? I hear people down here love alligator.
Gator's my favorite. Yeah, gator's my favorite. I can eat gator. It tastes just like chicken.
You're telling me everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, raccoon and gator tastes just like chicken. I can eat it all day.
That's what Channing used to say to me also, that the raccoon, the corn-fed raccoon, that was the best. They used to, like, kind of raise them to cook them. That's what it was back then.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, man.
Wow, that is crazy. By the way, got to ask you about this rule, this Clay Matthews thing, and I'm not looking at you to get fined on the radio, so be careful. Devon, you and I, we appreciate our money, I know. But I want to ask you, Clay Matthews hit on Cousins. I really don't know, were you guys that rush the quarterbacking and make tackles, I mean, and sacks, where can you tackle them?
I just find it kind of hard when you got a 300-pounder coming full ahead of steam to try to adjust his body, not to put his body weight on a quarterback. It's just so hard to do because, I mean, if you're in that position, and it's hard to slow down 300 pounds once you got it going full ahead of steam. And to me, I mean, it's the NFL rule, so we have no other choice but to respect it. But I just find it hard to do when you're 300 plus, or even when you a guy like Cam Wake coming full ahead of steam and you're trying to make a tackle, and it's hard for you to adjust your body for you not to put the quarterback shoulder into the ground. I just find it's just very hard to do to me. But, I mean, that's the NFL rule. That's what we got to live by.
You know, it's amazing. Even, Zach, did you see this? Aaron Rodgers even came out and said, yeah, you guys are going a little overboard on the quarterback. I understand the defense got a tough job. Can't hit high, can't hit low, can't hit body on the body. I mean, it makes it tough. So is it something you guys talk about or you just kind of deal with it?
100%.
Yeah.
Because Chris talked about it all day. Because Chris, I don't think nobody loves sacks more than Chris. So, I mean, he's just telling you, you got to do with the Coach Bird, Coach Chris, you got to do what the NFL says to do. If not, you're not going to have your sacks counted. You know, they're going to be taken away from you.
All right, so 79 yards rushing a game, 16 points per game so far, and this week you got to tackle Marshawn Lynch. That's got to be a not-so-easy thing to do, I'm assuming.
You know, I try so, you know, like you talking about the stats, you know, I try, you know, this season, you know, I try so hard not to focus on that. You know, we just going to total it up at the end of the season and see where we at, you know, if we did our job correctly, you know. But at the end of the day, Marshawn Lynch is a great running back. You know, I'll take that away from him. He has a great front five guys in front of him blocking for him. So, I mean, it's a great challenge for us this week, you know, and we're up for the challenge.
Devon, as you know, before this thing started, especially nationally, the team was not going to be very good. You lost some guys that were good players, and this thing's going to be a mess. And here you are, 2-0. Do you guys feed off that and what people have said about this team?
Man, I don't care what nobody says. Joe, I think you know me more than anybody. You know, I came in the fifth rounder, 178 pick. People said this, people said that. I don't believe what anybody says, because those guys are the ones who are not playing football. You know, at the end of the day, we have to put our hand down the dirt and we have to play football. So what someone says never matters to me, because, I mean, they don't have to play the game like we have to play the game. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's just all negative, you know. And I don't have to feed off of that, because I know who I am at the end of the day. You know, I get down there, play my technique and win my one-on-ones. That's all that matters.
Hey, speaking of liking high school football, and Devon was at the Cardinal Gibbons game last week.
I see pictures of him all the time.
Yeah, he's out. So tonight, I teased him. I said, Devon, now listen, man, I don't know how you're feeling and stuff and what you got planned tonight, but tonight, Central, Miami Central, out of downtown, tough neighborhood, Miami Central, comes up to play St. Thomas Aquinas tonight. You coming out or you got plans?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make that one. I heard it's supposed to be a great game. I heard everybody talking about it. A lot of people talking about it more than you know. You know, everybody's coming to the game tonight. And, you know, I want to see some talent, man. I just love watching high school football, man. I love watching the kids of our youth, you know, being the next generation of stars. You know, I love watching that.
By the way, he checks real quickly. He's really good on his phone. Like, Zach, you probably do it too. Mm. He jumps right out. He goes, oh, yeah, that guy's a four-star. Joe, who's that guy you're talking to?
Yep.
I go, he's a four-star guy. He goes, oh, yeah. And he's looking at his schools he likes. He goes, you got to get to LSU,
hey,
man.
Hey, and that's LSU, man.
I like it. A little secret recruit. Hey, if you're looking for stars, by the way, tonight's a pretty good matchup to go to. So you see a bunch of those guys that are going to play D1 ball next year in St. Thomas and Central. All right, so I got the text machine here is going crazy, and I know that Joe has to call your name out every single week on the radio, but everyone is asking, please ask Devon how he wants his last name said.
Give it nice and slow one last time, Devon.
Devon Gotchow.
Okay, no, I said
Gotchow all last year, and Devon would see me and just smile and never said, but he wants Chaw now.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
You're going to be doing that the whole time
Cajun,
now.
Yeah, little Cajun in French in the Gotcha.
Joe's going to be thinking about it now. If you have a couple big plays on Sunday, it's going to get butchered. Gotcha! You know that, right?
He's got another one. Whoa! Yeah, man, we'll be ready to go.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Devon, thanks, man. Always, appreciate you coming on. All right, buddy. Take care. Devon Gotcha, defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins.
All right, we'll join the Miami Dolphins together with the Miami Cancer Institute and the Baptist Health for free yoga at the Baptist Health Training Facility on Sunday, September 30th to celebrate National Yoga Month. For more information and to pre-register, go to baptisthealth.net/yoga.
What an interesting guy, former LSU Tiger. We'll hear from a couple of other Dolphins players before we wrap up this edition of Dolphins Rewind. Xavien Howard, Miami Dolphins corner, who hauled in that spectacular interception this past week against the New York Jets, and Bobby McCain, who had a great game in his own right. He's having a fine season so far playing corner for the Fins. So we'll go all defensive backfield when we come back. You're listening to Dolphins Rewind on 560 WQAM, driven by Ed Morse, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com. This is Dolphins Rewind on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2. Driven by Ed Morse,
the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.
Welcome back into Dolphins Rewind as your Miami Dolphins prepare to take on the Oakland Raiders back home at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow at 1 p.m. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Ed Morse, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com. We hear from Miami Dolphins corner Bobby McCain. McCain made a tremendous play tackling Chris Herndon short of the goal line right as the half was expiring against the Jets. That's where Hockman and Crowder opened things up when Bobby McCain joined their show on Friday.
That game maybe turns out differently if you don't stop Chris Herndon at the goal line, right, as the first half expires. What's going through your mind there?
Just getting don't let a guy cross the plane. At the end of the day, we won't give up points, and we let him drive all the way down, you know, which is disappointing. But at the end of the day, we get a stop right there, right before the half. That's big, and that was kind of a big momentum thing for us.
But are you guys aware obviously you're aware of where the goal line is because you're probably lined up behind the goal line, but you're aware as Chris Herndon is inching close to, like, everything in your body is saying, I'm not letting this guy cross that line.
Yeah, definitely. That's a mentality. It's a mentality of myself and a mentality of his defense. Just, we don't want the guy to cross the plane at the end of the day because that's points on the board. And when the offense gets the ball in the red zone, it's one of two things. The worst thing that can happen is 3 points. And the best thing is a turnover. And that's what we, you know, we actually did that. We had a sudden change against New York. Where our offense, I think they had a fumble, and we went back. We went out and put the fire out, caught a pick, and gave the ball right back to them. So that's our biggest thing, man. Just red zone defense is big for us because like I said, it keeps points off the board.
And, Bobby, we're the flagship, man. I go to every game. I do the pregame. We watch it. It seems like this year the defense is just nastier, bro. Just got a little edge, just a little testy, bad intentions. We saw you get into it with Tennessee. There were some scuffles in the Jets game. Like, where does that start, though? Because this year coming out the block, it seemed like y'all had more tenacity. Is that a group of players? Is that one player? Is it a coach? Where does that tenacity start? It seems different in the years in the past.
No, man, it just starts with the group. It just starts with the group. The group, we told ourselves, you know, we're going to buckle down, and we want to be the strength. If we want to be where we want to be at the end of the year, it's going to take us. It's going to take everybody. It's going to take all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So just, you know, going out there with that mentality of kill everything at the end of the day, go out there with that mentality of getting the job done and really just getting wins.
And you personally, moving outside, you was a slot corner for a while, and now you moved outside. What is the difference? And is it more difficult? Because everybody paints it as more difficult than the slot.
It depends. It depends on, like, for me, it's not really more difficult. It's just different preparation at the end of the day because, you know, we can all run, we can all jump, we can all tackle, we can all cover. But it's just, like, how you prepare, you have to prepare differently. In the slot, you know, you're more involved in the run game. You're more involved in things like when you plan cut quarters, when you plan cover three, cover one. You know, you got to fight off blocks and get involved in the run. On the outside, you got to cover your man. You know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, being in shape. And you got to be able to run all day. You got to be able to run all day inside as well. But it's just a little, it's like I said, it's just different with preparation.
What are you doing around the house? I can tell you're doing something around the house. It sounded like you were just covering a candy dish.
I was grabbing something out of the fridge.
I knew.
Man,
I could
hear.
I can tell something was. Just, what are you making?
Oh no, I'm not making anything. Just give me a little meal prepared, and just about to warm up this. Especially some salmon, a little fish.
So you think he's cooking now, Bobby? I school him to it. There, he probably has a chef prepared. He's got to warm it up. See,
right, you've got so all your meals get delivered to you. They all.
Yeah. I got a guy that his name's Tone. He does a great job, man, and he prepares the meals for me. So I can cook, though. Don't get it twisted.
It was different, man. I lived off beer and chicken wings when I played. Now they have chefs. I've learned it through the pad. They have chefs cooking them now.
But, like, when you think of it, like, I was going to ask you, because you signed a big contract in the offseason. There were some significant dollars that came your way. Like, you've got, obviously, private meals being made. Is there anything where you bought something that's just outlandish?
No, not really, man. Like me personally, I don't need a lot. You know, I save my money. Do I buy nice things? Do I like nice things? 100%. 100% I like nice things. But, you know, saving your money, man, because like you said, football, you can't play football forever. So you got to be able to save your money and just make sure you can, you know, it can last off. But I do like nice things. You know, I like nice clothes. And I like to eat good. I like to drive good, you know, so things like that. But other than that, I don't need nothing crazy, man. I'm thinking about maybe, you know, just, you know, getting, investing in some property, investing in a house, a home. So just, I'm looking at the big picture.
Because when Crowder played for the Dolphins, now I know when you got out of college, you bought a car that had actual gator. He went to Florida, He had actual gator skin in a car. That seemed like probably a purchase you didn't need to make. But.
Well, I was supposed to be a first rounder, but I didn't go first round, but I had first round taste.
Yeah, first round car.
Yeah, so I went and bought 11 alligators, Bobby, and killed them and dyed their skin just to put it in the car. It wasn't very smart, but hell, you're 20 years old. It seemed like the best thing.
But then when you go
do.
In the third round, you actually end up eating the meat as well. Like you bought the gator for the car, you end up eating the meat in sandwiches because you don't want to let anything go to waste. But then Crowder, like, is there anyone on the team, when Crowder played for the Dolphins, he had a concession out of his locker, correct? You had
a convenience store, man. The dip, the candy, the chips, Bobby. Everybody can't go to the gas station between meetings. I had a little gas station in my locker. I was making bread.
Mixtapes, too.
I got it all in my locker. I got the Skittles, vanilla wafers, Starburst.
But do you sell them? Do you sell them to your teammates, though?
I don't sell them, but that's a really good idea.
Bobby, you can hit him for $5 for a pack of Starburst because it's supply and demand. You're the only person with
convenience. The convenience is there.
I'm telling you, I was making $1,000. Don't tell the government because I ain't pay taxes, but I was making thousands off that
convenience. Bobby, this is not even a joke. This, you can ask any Dolphin when they play with Crowder. He legitimately and didn't give anyone credit, did not extend credit to anyone. Didn't matter if it was Zach Thomas, Jr. Sale.
I'll pop your tire.
Bobby McCain is with us. It's a Dolphins Friday. You talk about getting prepared and whatnot. What kind of challenges do the Raiders and Derek Carr provide?
You know, they're a good team, man. Don't let the record reflect on who they are, because, you know, they might be 0-2, but they've been in some really close games. They've been up in some games. Like last week, they were up 2 touchdowns. But, you know, they're a good team. They got some good skill sets on the outside. They got Derek Carr in the back end controlling things, and he's a good quarterback, you know. Their O-line, probably one of their strengths of the team. Defensively, I'm not sure. You know, I don't really watch their defense, but I know they got some weapons over there as well. So we got to bring our A game and just be prepared. And like I said, just doing what we've been doing, man, just stacking each and every week. Don't look ahead. Don't look behind. Just focus on now and what you can do and what we can do to win.
We'll stay in the defensive backfield. From Bobby McCain, we go to Xavien Howard, the X-Man, joined the Big O Show on Friday to discuss the matchup with the Raiders.
How in the hell were you in the meeting for the Jets and the Dolphins all week long? Because, dude, you ran the route better than the wide receiver when you caught that interception.
Oh, man, it was just studying film, man, and just knowing what the guys were going to do, what they seen earlier doing it when they did the exact play. And I just remember to play the formation. I just went for the ball.
Can you give me the tell on how you knew that that route was going to be run? Because you said it's watching film, so something gave it away.
I say the formation. I just knew what call we was in. They was going to try to attack that. That was going to be the open spot. It was going to be a big ball, I say, right there. So I just had to take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay. Xavien, is there a tell that stood out to you so far in the first couple of years that you've been in the league that when you're looking at tape, you don't even – if you want to tell me the name, that's fine. If you want to withhold the name, that's cool too. But is there a tell that gave something away once while you're watching? You're like, damn, this is so obvious. I gotta pounce on this. Is there anything like that that's shown up so far?
Yeah, it's just certain stuff, man. It's certain things that can give a cornerback a read on what play they about to do or whatever route they about to run. Really just watching film and knowing their tendencies and what they do. So that's really, I say it, that I look at.
Is there can you give me a specific example of something that a guy did that gave something away and you were able to make a play on it?
I read the quarterback and stuff like that, really just hand signs and stuff like that, signals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a lot of stuff, man. I just don't want to put it out there. I don't want nobody to look at it.
No, I got you. But
take that away from me.
No, I got you. But I'm intrigued by it because that shows that you're a true pro, because all of you have God-given ability. We all know that. That's why you're in the NFL. But the dudes that are willing to outwork the others by studying and everything else, those are the guys that end up getting an edge in this league.
Right, exactly, man. That's what I had to learn early on, man. And just coming from a Big 12, I really ain't have that much knowledge of the game. But as I got more knowledge and coaches helping me out and stuff like that, the game started slowing down and started getting, I won't say easy, but it got a little bit better.
So you're kind of like confirming what everybody has said, that in the Big 12, they don't play defense?
Oh. Oh, man. In the Big 12, it's a high-scoring game, man. You know, the teams, they just spread you out and throw the ball around. So I guess it is what it is.
What'd you think of your Big 12 boy, Baker Mayfield, last night?
Oh, man, he did nice, man. I was saying, man, he used to do that in college, too. So I wasn't surprised about that performance he did last night, man.
What is it about that it factor when guys have it? Like we watch Minka. Come on, dude. We all know he's got it right away. You see it.
Man.
Yeah. We saw it from you from the get-go. We see certain guys. Baker just has that it factor. What is it about football players? What is it about? No, not football players, just athletes in general. When they have that it factor that you see it early on, why?
Right, man. I guess, man, it's just the ability they have, man. Like, Baker Mayfield, man, I seen him at Texas Tech when he was a walk-on. I was like, wow, walk-on? And nobody gave him a scholarship to play quarterback? And I seen him at Texas Tech, and he had transferred to OU, and I was like, man, that's crazy. And he ended up being a scholarship, but, man, I seen that guy do a lot of damage in the college, so I expect that for him this in the NFL, too.
Yeah, well, so far he's had one hell of a start. That's going to be fun. All right, so you know that it's some home cooking. Hopefully it's not a seven-hour game this week. Hopefully it's a hopefully it's a regular game. But that Raider offense, you know, they got some guys there that have made some impact at that wide receiver spot in Cooper and Jordy Nelson. So you got some veterans to deal with.
Oh, yeah, Martavis Bryant, too, and Robert Woods, man. They got a nice receiver corps, man. We just got to trust our preparation, trust our training, man, and just do our job. I say that's it.
You got to watch out with Martavis because if you get behind him, there'll be a lot of smoke trailing him. You won't be able to see him.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was fast, man. I seen that on myself just watching film. You know, man. We use the right technique, man. Everything should be good, man.
Yeah, why are you so comfortable now? Why are you playing with so much confidence right now, Xavier?
I say the game has slowed down for me, really just knowing the knowledge of the game, I'm still learning concepts and stuff like that. So I say just really just being a student of the game and really just transferring over to the game time.
It clicked for you completely last year, right? Last year is kind of where things like really started to fall into place for you, right?
Right, right. It started falling into place, man. Each game, I was just trying to get better and just learn something different, you know. And at the end of the season, I started doing a lot better than what I was doing at the beginning of the season, and I'm just here from now.
Do you remember the moment last year where you felt like, okay, now I'm getting a hold of this? Things are becoming a little bit clearer for me, in other words.
Yeah, man, like I was saying, each game, man, I was learning something different. I was learning the stuff that I put on film that quarterbacks was going to try to attack. And I just stayed in film and just really just study, man, and just really know what the quarterback see on me. So I just really just tried to use my advantage to take advantage of that.
What do you see from Derek Carr in this offense? Because I would imagine, Xavier, you're going to get a pretty desperate team coming in and trying to get their first victory. Meanwhile, obviously, you guys want to go up 3-0.
Right, right, man. We expect that, man. Them guys trying to get a win, so they're going to try everything they have in their playbook and others. So we just got to be ready for it and just be prepared for whatever they bring.
What did you do 2 weeks ago for 7 hours, dude? How did you stay loose? How did you stay focused? Because for me, that's what I was most impressed with you guys, that you fought the 7 hours to stay focused as pros and be ready every time you had to go after those two-hour breaks.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a crazy game, man. Really, we just was in the locker room. We was meeting with our defense and offense was meeting. We was just really trying to stay on. Then the second time it happened, we came back in the locker room, watching teams that was playing already on TV. So, man, we just try to stick together. We got to be focused, and we got to attack this game.
Let me ask you.
That's how we were thinking in the locker room.
Did anybody change three times in that game? Did you change three? Because I know that I've heard guys that change at halftime. Like they want to put on a fresh shirt, fresh underwear, fresh socks, all that. So you had like those two breaks. So did people like change three times at all? Was that even possible?
Yeah, no, a couple guys changed the second time when they found out that the second Olay was going to be probably like 2 hours or something like that. But I would just keep on changing my sock because I didn't want to take my clothes off because it was wet and stuff like that. So, yeah, a couple guys did change the second time when we found out we were going to be in there again.
All right. Any games were being played while you were in there, or was it all just meetings and stretching?
No, it was me stretching and games were being played, man. We was watching games on the television in there.
Oh, really? So, you were watching. I was wondering if there was any card games going on or something like that.
No, we was focused on football. We was trying to get this win.
Okay, all right. I like it, man. That was a hell of a performance by you guys to fight through those 7 hours, my man. Make sure follow him on Twitter at @IamXavierHoward. Xavier, thank you for joining us, my man. Go run a couple more routes this Sunday and get about two or three interceptions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Be good. There you go, man.
That'll do it for this edition of Dolphins Rewind. Dolphins and Oakland Raiders tomorrow, Sunday, 1 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. Miami looking to improve to 3-0. A 1 o'clock kickoff time, 9 a.m. pregame with Chris Whittingham and Channing Crowder right here on 560 WQAM. And Dolphins Rewind is driven by Ed Morris, the official automotive group of the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com.